Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, providing exterior solutions for homes with faded, cracked, or outdated siding. Details at callmosby.com.
Tommy Pearson has had a varied career as a preacher, a teacher, a biostatistician, and a state representative. He says each of those positions taught him valuable skills that make him the best person to be the next assessor of St. Louis County. Pearson is one of two Democrats seeking the party's nomination to the open seat. A conversation with his opponent is available at stlpr.org. Pearson joins me next on the latest episode of Politically Speaking. Let's hit the music.
This is the Politically Speaking podcast, the definitive show about Missouri politics.
We've seen a county government that has had smooth and steady leadership, and I think we're on a good path right now.
I realize the office needed a prosecutor to run it.
And we have a better solution of addressing those needs.
I don't think it's about a popularity contest. What I think it about is it's time for change.
Working together across city and county, across political affiliations, that we can start to find overlapping goals.
I had some moments where I had to, you know, lean into my courage.
You'll see us work together on areas of agreement, and you'll see us have difficult conversations when we don't agree.
And welcome to Politically Speaking. I'm your host, Rachel Littman. Joining me in studio today is
Tommy Pearson Jr.
He is a candidate for county assessor, an open seat this year. And Representative, I believe this is your first time on the Politically Speaking podcast, and we do like to give newcomers a chance to introduce themselves to our audience. So tell us a little bit about Tommy Pearson Jr.
Well, first of all, thank you for this opportunity to come on. I am a native of St. Louis. My earliest recollections are in Hanley Hills, and then we moved to Creve Coeur, Parkway Product. We moved into the city of St. Louis, as well as a part of the voluntary desegregation program there. So I had a pretty unique view of both living in Creve Coeur for a while and then being bused, if you will, back out to Parkway. Went on to Washington University, so got to learn a little bit about Clayton and University City. Went away to graduate school, made my way back, and settled in North St. Louis County. And in my studies, math has been kind of that common theme. Got my applied math degree from Washington University, and an MBA from UMSL. I've had some opportunities to work at Boeing and Johnson & Johnson. Worked for a small startup biostatistics company in the Cortex area. Spent some time in education as a teacher and as well as in ministry full time. So it has been an interesting opportunity to create a set of broad but yet meaningful background. I've also been a state representative, so I've had the opportunity to represent a portion of North St. Louis County in the Missouri legislature. So all of those, those items have brought me here, and I feel like they have made me a great candidate for this position of St. Louis County Assessor.
You did take a little bit of a break from elected politics after 2020. Why was County Assessor's Office where you chose to kind of jump back into the fray?
Well, when it became known that the current holder of the position, Jake Zimmerman, would be running for county executive, it produced a very unique opportunity because now for the first time in about 15 years, it created an open seat for the county assessor position. And again, you know, having that heart to serve and to be a part of making an impact in the community and recognizing and understanding my background in math and data, it provided what, you know, we thought was a good fit to continue to serve the people of St. Louis County. And so after, you know, some conversations with various folks, it was decided that, you know, this would be a good opportunity to kind of jump back into elected office and continue to serve in this way.
So at its most basic level, what does the assessor in St. Louis County do? Why is this an office that people should care about when it is on the ballot like it is in 2026?
This is a position that affects every county resident, every county homeowner, business owner, because the assessor's role provides the value of different parcels, whether it be your home, business, personal property, vehicles, things of that nature. And so it's one of those positions that not many people really know what it is until you get that envelope every year and say, oh, yeah. And hopefully, you know, what we want to be about is when you do get that envelope, you trust the numbers that are behind it. And so the assessor provides a valuation of property that feeds then into what your tax bill will be. So the assessor's position is kind of that first input into that equation. We don't set tax rates. We don't collect those taxes, anything of that nature. But it is very, very important because, again, it provides that input into ensuring that those tax numbers that you pay are correct.
You mentioned this a little bit, your math background, but is there anything else in that personal or political background that you think makes you especially equipped to lead this office well?
I think that math background will be key because you're dealing with mass appraisals. You know, St. Louis County has more than 400,000 parcels. And from the just the real property perspective, the ability to, of course, go and do a in-depth appraisal on each one, it's not possible. So you have to get involved with modeling. You have to get involved with, you know, statistics and things of that nature in order to be able to handle that mass number. So having that foundation is important. I think my background in the legislature is helpful as well to be able to navigate in St. Louis County government and to be able to ensure that the voice of the assessor and the voice of the taxpayer through the assessor's office is one that is heard. And, you know, if there are some things perhaps happening at the state level, then, you know, we want to definitely be involved in crafting those types of policies and having an input into that. And then also just the opportunity and the ability to lead and lead people, to lead an office where people want to come to work. I kind of consider myself a people person. I enjoy understanding people's stories and how they got to where they are. And so knowing that you have an assessor who's not just about a spreadsheet, if you will, but about the story behind the spreadsheet so that you are treated the way you would want to be treated by your county assessor's office.
I can see from the campaign literature you've got in the studio today that you're campaigning for an office that is transparent, equitable, and fair. And are there things that you think about the office that aren't being transparent, equitable, and fair right now?
Well, without getting too much into some of that, I just want our office as we move forward to be one that, you know, if you, one, feel as if your assessment is not accurate, number one, you know how to navigate the process and you feel like you have enough information whereby, you know, you don't need a lawyer to make an appeal and make your way through that process so that you do feel like you have been treated fairly. And just to be able to look over the whole data landscape and see if there are any pockets where, you know, some outliers exist in valuations and understand what those are for the kind of equity piece. And, you know, having a good relationship, the office with like the Board of Equalization, with Missouri, you know, State Tax Commission, with those entities whereby, you know, everything need not be a legal set of maneuverings, but that communication is open whereby folks feel like they have indeed been treated fairly.
So are there specific examples that you've heard from previous constituents of yours or as you're out on the doors where you point to and say, these are the areas in which we are not getting the information out there or we don't feel like people are being treated fairly?
Most folks feel like the burden of proving the value of their property is on them. When in actuality, by St. Louis County being a first-class city, the burden is on the assessor's office to prove that indeed their numbers are correct. So even just in kind of having some of those conversations of, you know, why bother, you know, I didn't even think to try to make any kinds of actions toward rectifying this. You know, those will be, and as I kind of talk to folks, those are some things that come up because a lot of times we just get that information and go with it. And sometimes that's in the lower income areas. But again, I want this office to be one that has communicated, that has educated folks on what it is that has gone into those numbers. And if you feel those things are incorrect, then you have and know and understand a way to start the conversation to make things right if that indeed is the case.
So why on earth do you want to run for an office where people just generally usually aren't happy with you when they see something with your name on it?
Well, you know, again, it's kind of about service and really wanting to provide something that is just very, very important in everyone's life. You know, you want your assessed value to be fair and so that you will pay what is right. And again, when you get that envelope that has the county assessor's name on it, you trust it because you understand that, you know, this is something in the current realm of things. It's something that has to happen in order to fund our schools, in order to fund our fire districts, you know, these very, very important things. And so to be a part of making that something that people can trust was just something that appealed to me, again, as we continue to see how we could best serve the people of St. Louis County.
So what does go into an assessed value of a home? What do the people who would work under you do to get that number that then gets plugged into the taxing formulas for all of the various districts?
Right. So, you know, of course, you have things like square footage. You know, you have bedrooms, bathrooms, those areas. So where you live. Different inputs like that. And what the assessor's office may not have a clear understanding of is as they use various, if it's sales comparison methods, and they've pulled some comps that, you know, are in your mind very different from what your piece of property is, to really be able to have an understanding of, okay, why did they use these three? And my home has these qualities and features. So then those inputs were wrong, which came to what I believe the taxpayer might say is a value that is incorrect. So having the transparency of what those inputs are will then allow and help each taxpayer have a good understanding of, okay, you know, these were the right inputs. This does look pretty similar to my home. Or no, these are the things that are different. I'm going to take these pictures. I'm going to send them in. We're going to have a conversation, and we're going to see if any adjustments need to be made.
And I know so much of housing value is just what people are willing to pay for it. And in this tight housing market, people are probably willing to pay more than they would years ago or even than what the house may be valued at in like the grand scheme of things. Other than like a tight housing market, what are some of the other things that can impact a property value that like maybe aren't really based in mathematical reality, but on kind of in vibes?
In vibe. So, you know, certainly that supply demand is certainly one of those main inputs. You know, if there is, you know, for whatever reason, an area of St. Louis County that just got an influx of investment, as an example, whereby a large Target or I'm just spouting off, you know, some things.
Not that that has happened recently. Anywhere in St. Louis County. It may or
exactly.
may not be right
may
across from a big
not.
Costco.
Yeah, that kind of thing. And those things provide some definite inputs that go into valuation fluctuations. You know, in North St. Louis County, the zoo going up there, you know, there are hopes that that will be then an impetus into some additional investment going into the area, which will have then an effect on the values of those homes as well. And so, you know, having an understanding of those developments that are happening in the area will provide a lot more background into what those values and valuations are.
And so how do you then protect longtime residents who are in areas that do need reinvestment in their housing stock or just kind of reinvestment in general, but who may have been living there for decades and can't afford to pay the increase in the value of their house because of that needed development?
You know, you never want to value someone out of their home, but then there's that the fairness of providing the and spreading the tax burden around and spreading it in a fair way. So what I would propose in our office is to have that communication where it's not just one way, but communication both ways that will help folks in those, you know, different situations to be able to stay in their homes.
I know the assessor is not a policy setting or a legislative position, but are there things that you would want to see St. Louis County's legislative body or maybe the state legislative body do to address the ecosystem of tax policy to make it more fair so that your office, you feel like, can work more fairly?
Well, you know, one of the things definitely as we get in, we want to get in and start listening to what it is that is going on in the office, listening to what it is that's going on as we really get involved in the assessor's office. You know, this past legislature at the state level had some proposed legislation that would have affected the assessor's office with some kind of hard dates on when different communication was to happen. It didn't pass, but I imagine it'll probably come up again in 2027. But to have us to be at the table helping to navigate those things by St. Louis County being probably the most complicated county as it relates to assessments and assessed home values.
And is that just because of the size of it and the diversity of it in
yes.
the tribes of property?
Yes, yes, the size and that diversity from, you know, Chesterfield to Castle Point, from Bell Fountain to Baldwin. You know, you have this big variety of items to really take into effect when it comes to providing values. And for us as St. Louis County to really, at the state level, help to drive whatever that legislation is and have those relationships and know what that process looks like at the state level, being a former legislator, I think that will help us as we move forward, as we develop what that plan should be and what that plan should look like. My goal is to make sure we are listening, making sure that people feel like they're being heard. And then we do a good job of communicating what we are able to find, what we're able to do, and how that affects the individual taxpayer as they move forward.
I have heard from people who work in the property assessment space that there is a lack of experience within the assessor's office, that they don't always know how to fairly assess some types of properties. Have you heard that? Are you concerned about that? And how would you work to fix that?
Well, I haven't heard that specifically. What I've heard is that the relationship between the assessment community and the office has been one that has kind of tended to more just handle it through legal. And to be able to understand kind of why that shift has happened, and if there are opportunities whereby we can have these conversations and be able to address folks' issues without going to the Board of Equalization, without going to the state level and beyond, then those are some avenues that I want us to be able to explore.
You're alluding to this, and this is the sort of county's aggressive tax appeals ecosystem. You brought this up a little bit, which is addressing appeals that are brought simply for the sake of appeals without any real basis in fact. Is that just kind of more of a continued conversation, trying to take the temperature down a little bit within this?
That is what I would hope to do, is because the number of appeals is pretty staggering. That are both at the state level and that go through this Board of Equalization. And if there is a way to bring folks to the table that are, yes, they're coming at it from different angles, but if the goal that we say for even the assessment community is that we want a fair value, assessment value, then let's come together and see how we can make this work, keeping the taxpayer in mind, so that we aren't, just appealing for appealing's sake and things of that nature.
And how can you work with the state to reduce the backlog so people that have made a legitimate overpayment or maybe where the formula hasn't quite worked out for their home don't wait the years for the refund they're entitled to?
It has to be a fair and honest view of what is currently in the appeal process. Having an initial task force that starts to look at how do we handle this backlog of appeals. But I do think that some attention needs to be placed there early in the tenure of the next assessor, because, like you say, folks have to still pay, pay on appeal or in protest. But there needs to be some good attention made to say, okay, what is it that is causing this high level appeals? And if we can look over the data and again, see where there may be some pockets of some clusters here and there where we can say, okay, these are some areas whereby we can just kind of pull these folks to the side and say, okay, because of these inputs, we know that we've had an issue in the past. But to be able to take a fresh look at those numbers, I think after, these 15 years of the same assessor, I think the freshness in perspective, freshness in energy, freshness in what it is that we will be able to do as an office to address what those appeals have led to will be something that will be, I think, appreciated by all parties involved.
How aggressive should your office be at fighting rulings that go against the office when it comes to property values?
Well, I think it should be aggressive enough to continue to make the office fair. If there are some actors that may just appeal for the sake of appealing, then we need to be very aggressive in kind of attacking that, if you will. But ultimately, it is about ensuring that taxpayers pay their fair share. They feel like they are being listened to. They have an understanding of why their valuations are what they are and feel comfortable in moving forward. And that communication, that education of what the office does, the processes that exist around if there is or they feel like there is something wrong, then all those things are made clear. I think that makes for a better assessor's office as we move forward.
So you are a North County political guy. That is your family's base of power. Your father, obviously, state representative, other elected offices up there. How have you been going about introducing yourself to the residents of South and West County who may not know the Pearson family or Tommy Pearson Jr.?
Excellent. So, you know, it has been a, I'll call it a blessing to be able to kind of succeed my father in political office. And
how is he doing, by the way?
He's doing well.
Enjoying his retirement?
That. Retirement in quotes.
In quotes,
you
of
know,
course.
He stays busy, which I think keeps him young. But to be able to have him as a predecessor is certainly a blessing. Because, you know, I run into folks all the time who, you know, I served with your dad, and whether I am in Mid County, South County, West County, to have had folks who have had interactions with him and say that in a positive way. So it's not like, you know, I know your dad. But to be able to do it in a positive way is something that, again, I consider a blessing. But what we've been able to do is to just try to be very visible in South County, whether it be the various legislative clubs, labor clubs, different things of that nature, whether it be a parade here or there, just to introduce ourselves to all of St. Louis County. And it has been, you know, I've considered it a joy to be able to get out of North St. Louis County and see all of what St. Louis County has.
This is a very large August ballot. How do you make sure that people get past the federal, the state races to get down to your office?
And it is interesting in that, you know, we're operating with a lean and mean budget.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it that way. Because to get people excited and get different groups excited about kind of giving and contributing to the assessor race has been a bit of a challenge. But we're trying to be, you know, innovative as possible to get the word out. Because, again, it is a very important position that affects all of the homeowners and business owners and those who have children in school and those, you know, in fire protection districts. It is a very, very important office. And so I am hoping that, you know, absentee voting has started. As early voting, you know, starts and as we move up to August the 4th, we will, as our campaign will continue to get our vision, our voice out there to kind of cut through some of that noise. Because it is very, very important. So we're looking forward to continuing to serve the people of St. Louis County and look forward to having our name out there.
One of the items on that very long ballot is a constitutional amendment that makes the assessor's office elected across the state. It applies only to Jackson County, but people will see it on their ballot here. Yeah. I know you are running for the position, but should it be a position that you run for?
I think so. I think there is the opportunity to be directly in direct conversation with the people. And so having the office being one that is an elected position versus an appointed position, I think it is one that the accountability to the people will remain at the forefront of the office holder's mind. And so, you know, some of the things that have happened in Jackson County around their assessments and their assessor, you know, have been and led to a lot of lessons learned for assessors around the state. But I think that to be an elected position and you have someone who holds all of the necessary qualifications to do the job and do the job well, I think is a positive. And so, you know, I think it's a good thing to have it to be an elected position.
Politically Speaking is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, part of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Assessor candidate Tommy Pearson, anything else that you would like to add today?
Again, I appreciate the opportunity to be here. I appreciate the opportunity to kind of introduce myself, our vision, our campaign to your listeners. And so, you know, I am one who has the math and data background. I am one who has the business development experience to help lead the assessor's office in a healthy way forward. I have the legislative background to make the right relationships and connections to move things forward. And I am one who looks to keep the taxpayer at the front of mind. As both a numbers guy and a people person, I think you want a county assessor who is able to bring both of those things to this office. And I am that candidate.
Until next time, so long.
Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, providing exterior solutions for homes with faded, cracked, or outdated siding. Details at callmosby.com.